the warrior energy, not the warrior. It's a different series I did. The warrior. So the warrior in us is the part of us that is confident, courageous, disciplined, that can face fear, maybe even face death, precision of focus, direction, integrity, clarity. We all inherently just feel and sense what the warrior is in us when I say it. And then, of course, we have the excessive warrior and the deficient warrior. So an example of an excessive warrior is somebody that's always in competition, someone who always needs to battle, somebody maybe who's addicted to exercise or fighting or war, somebody who finds their self-worth and value in the excessiveness of all of those things. Maybe that's where they find all their value, right? And then the deficient side of the warrior is maybe someone who lacks courage or confidence, someone who lives in fear and can't overcome it, someone who avoids confrontation, someone who can't stay focused or disciplined. So their inner warrior energy is deflated or deficient. Can you be both? Absolutely. We're all both. We all oscillate from one side to another with every energy. But you might find there's a gravitational center to you that's a little bit more deflated or a little bit more inflated, depending on the energy and the topic. So if you're already squirming going, I don't want to listen to this. I want to go eat candy. That was me as a child. All I did was eat candy. I had to go to the dentist like 400 times for cavity fillings. Anyway, where was I? You know, if there's apathy, laziness, that might be some of the deficient warrior. So when we go to meditate, not only do we need a really soft heart and compassion and stillness, but we need the warrior to sit and really work through pain and fear and be still. There's a saying, I believe in Buddhism, strong back, soft front. So the warrior might be that strong back part of us. Not every situation in life calls for us to be really soft. Sometimes we got to step up and show our gorilla side and pump our chests. You never know what situation you're going to find yourself in life. So how do we get to the balanced warrior? As always, I find it through meditating, facing the parts of myself that maybe don't want facing, the excessive and deficient parts. Have I gotten perfectly through all of these parts? No. Can't you tell by looking at me? Can't you just look at my face and be like, man, that's a flawed individual still working on themselves? Sometimes I lean into having too much ice cream. Oh, I don't want to exercise. So we're all, it's really a matter of degree and of energy management. It's not of finding, reaching a goal and being done. That's not life. We're always managing our energy. We're always taking a step, getting better, working another layer of our own stuff. So it's not about perfection. If it is about perfection for you, then you might be in the excessive side of the warrior or of some other energies. So find that balanced warrior. And by balanced, I don't mean like, okay, just enough in the middle. Your balanced warrior might be really, really strong. Everybody's balance is different. I've been to a lot of men's groups. Well, I'm in a men's group, so I go all the time. But I've been to men's retreats as well, where we really work on finding that precision and clarity and that warrior energy. And some guys in my group, man, you could punch them in the head and they're just like, give me more. And that's not me, but that's their balanced, healthy warrior. So we're all different when it comes to finding that balance. Okay, that was the warrior. And hope you find some discipline. If you don't have enough, get in there. You got this. And I will see you in the next one, where we'll talk about the lover. Ooh.